all of God's kings and queens from around the world. Welcome to Journey with the Queen podcast. As in life, we are all on a journey with many interesting detours. As we go throughout life, we are in the continuous process of changing and developing over time. This podcast is focused on relationships, finances, and real life situations. I am your host, April Love, a trailblazer, entrepreneur, and a woman of the Most High God, who believes that if you keep Jesus first place in your life, you will be resilient. Let's take a journey through this episode. Hello, kings. Hey, queens. Welcome back to another episode of Journey with a Queen podcast. I am your host, April Love, coming to you another week to give you some good nuggets of some things that has been on my heart to share with you all. I hope you all are excited to hear this. I hope that you would share it with someone who may need to hear it. And I hope that you would subscribe to this podcast. And I am going to jump right into this conversation. And so the conversation today is, what does it mean to wait on the Lord? And I can relate to this question myself, and I'm sure that some of you probably also can relate to this question and what are some things that you can do while you wait. And I wanted to come bring this message today to encourage someone else that may be feeling weary and may not be feeling like they can wait any longer. I want to encourage you as I had to encourage myself. But what does the Bible say about waiting on the Lord, right? Wait on him for what? We are people in this time, in this day and age, that are like a microwave society, as they call it, because we are used to everything coming so quick. But as we all know, when you're waiting on the Lord, most of the time, it does not happen quick. Now, he is a big God and he can do things in a snap of a finger, suddenly, you know, acceleration. He is that God. However, if you've been around long enough and you've been walking with the Lord closely, then you know that when you wait on the Lord, you wait. And it's not a microwave wait. It's more like an oven wait, right? And so I want to start off reading Psalm 27, verses 13 and 14. And I want to read it from two different versions because I like how these read. So the first version says, I remain confident of this. So we have to be confident in God, right? I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. So I love that verse because, or this scripture, because it tells us that we have to be confident in him, right? We know that God is good and we know that he will answer us, that he will give us, you know, what it is we're waiting for as long as it's in his will. But as we wait, we have to be strong and we can't easily give up. And sometimes it feels like, you know, it's hard to wait and that you want to give up, but we have to remain confident in the Lord and wait on him. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. That's King James Version. And it's saying the same thing, that we need to wait on the Lord, but while we need to wait patiently. We need to be of good courage. We need to have strength. We need to understand that even though it feels weary, even though it's frustrating sometimes, even though it's like, God, where are you? We know that he's with us, right? But we have to wait. And I know for a fact that sometimes when you don't wait, you get impatient and you go ahead of him, it does not turn out good. So I'm here today to encourage you to wait on the Lord. And I'm going to give you some content of how I'm waiting. And again, like I said, I want to encourage someone else. So if you're waiting, hopefully this will help you to continue to wait on the Lord and not give up. And so one of the examples that comes to mind when we have to wait, right? And sometimes we can't do anything about it. And everyone, more than likely, can relate to this. So you know how we go to the doctors and we're in the waiting room, and part of the experience of going to the doctor is that waiting room where you have to wait on the doctor because he has other patients that he's seeing before you and after you. So I think of it like this. As we're waiting on God and expecting him to come through with resources and healing and, you know, things like that, he's going to come at the right time and in the right way, right? Like the doctor, he's going to come in at the right time and in the right way. He's not going to come through the back door. He's going to come through the most of the time, the only door that's there. And he's going to come on time after he's done with his patients. We have to wait. So it's the same thing with God. God knows our needs, but he's not going to give us something that we're not ready for. He's not going to come at the wrong time. He's going to come at the right time. And he's going to come. So think of it like when you're in the waiting room and, you know, you're getting antsy and you're getting impatient, but you need the doctor. So you're not going to just walk out of the doctor's office because he's taken a long time. You're going to more than likely sit there and wait for him because there was a reason why you went to the doctors in the first place. So something is probably hurting. You know, you may be out of medicine. You may have even broken something. You know, if you broke a leg or arm, you cannot just walk out of the hospital or the doctor's office because you went in there for the reason of getting some help, getting a cast on, you know, getting x-rays, etc. You know, sometimes the doctor will refer you out to a specialist, but the first start is more than likely with the doctor. So you have to wait on him. And so it just reminded me of when you go to the doctors and you don't have a choice but to be patient and wait because you need to be seen, we also have to wait on the Lord. We have to be patient with God. We can't expect God to come through and just do what we want when we want him to do it. So I just wanted to give you that analogy as a way to understand, you know, that everything comes with a period of waiting. If you're waiting on healing, God knows that you need to be healed. It's just sometimes, as we say, it's a matter of time. But don't grow weary. Don't, you know, give up on God. Have faith and wait for him because he will come through. He will definitely come through. So the other thing that I wanted to share was in my own waiting season. And the reason why I feel like it's so important to wait on God and not to go ahead of him is because I have been waiting on God for direction as far as my living situation, like where did he want me to live? And I don't want to go too deep into this testimony because at some point I'm going to give a testimony on my moves. But what I want to talk about today is how sometimes you have to wait on God and his timing because he sees things ahead of us that we don't see. He also knows more than what we know. You know, we know the Bible scripture, God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts and his ways are higher than ours, right? I'm paraphrasing. So I know that God had told me that I was moving, right? And this was back in, I want to say either April or maybe even March or April of this year. He told me that I was going to move again, right? I thought he told me that I was going somewhere in a different city in the same state. And so I went and applied for something in the different city that I thought I was going to, and that did not work out. And so I came back and prayed and asked God, like, did I hear you wrong? You know, this isn't clear to me. It's almost like it was not making sense. And I'm like, God, I need some direction. I need some clarity. I need some instructions on what it is you're saying, you know, as far as this move. And so when I went back into prayer, I heard the Lord so clearly tell me, just be still, right? He said, just be still. So that's like saying, wait on me. Just wait on the Lord. Just be still, not to do anything else. And so that's what I did. I didn't worry about anything. And you know, when you have the peace of God, when it's something that can seem so confusing or so, you know, just not clear, when you have the peace of God and you know that you heard God correctly, then that's why I feel like I said, I didn't even worry about it. Like I didn't stress. I didn't have anxiety. I didn't have any of that. I just said, okay, Lord, I hear you. I'm gonna wait on you. And so that's what I did. And so I went to church and I got a prophetic word. And the word was, and this was actually, I'm sorry, let me take that back. I got two prophetic words. One was virtual and one was in person, but it was the same message in a sense. So the virtual message was, pack your bags, you're getting ready to move. And so God will send us confirmation. And that's what that was for me, because he had already told me that I was moving. And so when I got the word, pack your bags, you're getting ready to move, I got excited, but then I was still like, okay, but where? And so I was reminded of what he said, just be still and wait on me, right? That's what I went back to in my mind. And so I got excited and then I just didn't move. I didn't do anything. And following God's instructions and understanding that his ways are higher than ours, this is a perfect example of don't move yet, but get excited. That's okay. And so I got another word, that this one was in church in person, and it was, you're moving. Like, and there were some details that I don't want to indulge in at this moment, but it brought so much even more further clarity, and it basically answered my question, right? And so as we all know that we still have other questions when there's not full clarification. And if you know, and you've been walking with God, sometimes it's like piece by piece or little bit by little bit or step by step. Right? It's not, he doesn't give us everything all at the same time. And so I was like, okay, I hear you, Lord. I hear you. I'm still waiting on the Lord. I'm still being patient. I don't want to run ahead of him. So I'm just, like he said, to be still, not to do much of anything. So I'm waiting. And then I went on a fast. Okay. So I was told to go on a 7-day fast. And during my second day of my fast, I kept hearing the Lord say 5 days, 5 days. I heard him say that several times and I didn't know what he meant by 5 days. And so during my fast, I realized that I didn't need to fast 7 days. I needed to fast 5 days. And the reason how I know that to be so clear and true is because I got my answer on day two of the fast. And so, and this God is so good, and he's so awesome, because when I was told to go on the 7-day fast, I was getting ready to go on vacation and I was going on a cruise, right? And I'm like, Lord, I'm going to obey you, because one thing about me, I'm obedient. I will fast on this cruise a couple of those days if I have to. It's not a problem. I'll do it. And so when he gave me my answer on day two, and I got to day five, I understood why he said 5 days and not seven. Because when I got on this ship, y'all, I had made it from 6 a.m. till about 3:30 p.m. It was like so much noise. It was so much movement. It was so much going on. And I don't know how you all fast, but when I fast, I need to sit in God's presence. It has to be quiet. I don't do a whole bunch of talking. I don't text. I don't be on social media. It's like I give all of my attention to God, and I'll do another podcast episode on fasting because that has been on my heart. But for the sake of this podcast episode, I just was like, this is too loud. It's just so much noise. But God, I'll go in my stateroom and just sit. And so what he was telling me was that I didn't need to do that. He had already given me my answer on day two. And then the remainder of the day, so 3, 4, and 5, it was just me in his presence. I didn't really hear much any further clarification on what I was fasting about, right? Or what I was trying to hear him during my fast. And so this blessed me. It truly blessed me, because God is so good and he's so timely, right? And so I just finished speaking about in God's timing. We have to wait on him because he knows all things. His timing is perfect. And so I was grateful that I got so much more clarification on this move on day two. And then he even gave me revelation that I'm going to talk about in another episode too. I'll probably tell this along with this testimony, and I'll tell it together, how he told me to go back and read the book of Ruth, right? But when we go to the book of Ruth, most people are reading about Ruth and maybe Boaz, but what about Naomi? And so if you all remember the story, Naomi's husband died, then her two sons died, and where she was living, it was barren, it was dry, right? But where she was from, where she went back to, it had started to sprout again. God was like watering the land. And so she was going back home. And remember when she told Ruth and Orpah to go their own way, and Ruth was like, no, I'm staying with you. It's a blessing that Ruth stayed with Naomi, but because of Naomi, Ruth was blessed. And so following the instructions of God is so, so important. Being obedient is so important. But through this story, it truly blessed me to see how Naomi went back home and was blessed. And her daughter-in-law was blessed behind her obedience of going back home. And so it just opened up my eyes and gave me so much revelation of what God was saying in that time, is that sometimes, you know, he'll send you back to a place where you're familiar to, even though you haven't been in that place in such a long time. And so her story, I resonate with her story so much because God has been transitioning me over these last 2-3 years. And it sometimes feels like confusing. It feels, you know, just odd or strange, but God knows what he's doing. So we have to trust him in the wait also. And that's the last thing that I want to talk to you all about, is trusting the Lord. The Lord can be trusted. He knows all things. He's our creator and our maker. He's not going to steer us wrong, so we can put all of our trust in him. One thing I know that we cannot put our trust in is in man. So because man will steer us wrong, but God won't. So we can trust God. And that is one of the things that God wants us to understand, that when we're waiting on him, it builds our trust. It builds our trust in him because we know, if you really sit back and think about it, we know that the Lord is going to come through for us. He's going to come through because he's not going to tell you to do something and then not come through. And so I have to remind myself of that all the time. Trust the Lord, because if he did it for me before, he will do it again. If he said he's going to do something, he's going to do it, because he's not a man that he shall lie. And so I just want to encourage you all today to be like eagles, right? We know the scripture, those who hope or wait in the Lord shall renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So whoever this message is for today, or if you need a confirmation, whether or not you need to continue to wait on the Lord or go and do it in your own strength, I'm here today to tell you, don't go and do it in your own strength. Wait on the Lord, because the Lord is good and he is going to answer your prayers. So another thing that I want to tell you guys is to wait on the Lord and don't go ahead of him, because when you go ahead of him, sometimes it turns out not so good. And I've been in situations where I've went ahead of the Lord and it didn't work out. And so one of the things that that has been coming up in my mind lately is to go and get a job, right? To make things happen faster. But every time in the past that I've tried to go and get a job, it never works out. And I know that is because God told me a while ago, this was years ago, that he did not want me to work a 9-to-5. And I understand why, because when you work a 9-to-5 and, you know, God is trying to teach you, grow you and things like that, then a lot of your time is going to be with that 9-to-5. It takes time away from the Lord. And so I believe that's part of the reason why he told me to leave my job in 2017 as well, if you have heard that testimony. But don't go ahead of God. Don't go ahead of God. Don't grow weary. Galatians 6:9. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. That's one of my favorite
Bible verses, because a lot of times we get tired and we want to give up. We want to throw in the towel. But this verse right here reminds us to not get tired of doing what's good. Just keep going. Keep pushing. Don't give up, because at the right time, the harvest will come. At the right time, God will come through with whatever you need. If that's a financial blessing that you're waiting on, you know, God knows everyone's needs. So be obedient. If you're living in any type of sin, repent of your sins and turn back to God, because God is not going to answer you if you're just living in willful sin. He wants us to be obedient. He wants us to do, you know, what is right by following his commands and his regulation and his laws, so that we, you know, may receive abundance, so that we may receive a harvest, because he wants to bless us. He doesn't want any of us to live in lack. He doesn't want any of us to not have the things that we need. So I just want to encourage you today to wait on the Lord. Don't go ahead of him, and please don't give up. I hope that this episode has blessed you today, as it has truly blessed me. And I hope that you would share it with someone else. And I hope to see you back next week for another podcast episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, and God bless you all. Shalom.